You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, and I sometimes talk about food, which I am going to be talking about today later on in the show. I hope you are enjoying the weather today. I was just sharing with my colleagues that the summer is literally saying goodbye. I was looking at a newsletter for the city of Surrey, and they were talking about some events happening, and they shared some events happening in October, as well as some Christmas events, and I am shook. Anyways, I hope you've been enjoying the summer so far. We still have a few more weeks, so no stressing. Today, I have an interview that I recorded quite a few weeks ago that I'm finally going to have the opportunity to share. I spoke with Kiva MH, who is a hip-hop artist, rhymesmith, producer, actor, traditional dancer, and land protector. We had a really great conversation, so I'm going to be sharing that in just a little bit. But before I get into our chat, I am going to share some of his music. Let's, hear his sound. And so I've got a set. Our first music set of the show is going to be all Kiva MH. The first track is going to be his latest song called Just Want You. And then I'm going to play another couple tracks from him that are a collaboration. And then we're going to end with a collaboration that he did with Shub and on a track called Heritage. And that is a fairly new song. I played I played one song from Shub last week, so I'm very, very happy to play some more from this artist. So let's kick off the show with Kiva MH with Just Want You.
Situation's helpless, cause love is just a drug and I'm gonna buy it if you sell it. You might think I'm greedy, way I make you need me. Hoping that you stay, but I don't blame you if you leave me. So baby, don't play these games right now. Thinking about you with someone else. Picking up clues on how it felt. I just want you, babe. I don't need you, babe. Lately, I'm feeling strange. I'm bad, try to right these wrongs, but I write this song instead. Try to fight nights without the right type of lights, but I hide my eyes in my head. Don't wanna cry, don't wanna cover the lies. Shut up and cover your eyes, remember the times. Know you ignored the signs, I put in my time. Just know that I tried, I don't wanna hide. Spread on my wings and I hope that I fly. Never intended on leaving you dry. I'm telling you something, please look in my eye. Baby, don't play these games right now. Thinking about you with someone else. Picking up clues on how it felt. I just want you, babe. I don't need you, babe. Lately I'm feeling strange. Lately I feel the same. Maybe I need a change. I just want you. I don't need you, babe. Lately I'm feeling strange. Lately I feel the same. Maybe I need a change. I just want you. I don't need you, babe.
another time. You stay inside, you're confined. You hate advice, you choose the way you wanna live your life. I just wanna take it easy. I'm a free spirit, I live freely. 2 feet heartbeat, all I need to be the man I need to be. Be the best father for my kids. Be the best son for mom and dad who raised us. Be the best for the community. Be inclusive, don't live so exclusively. We need more folks here for the humanity. Not the ones who cause tragedies, too many casualties. War and famine, whole planet got PTSD. Can't handle it.
To roll up the GGs. Out in the woods, I'll be hearing the spirits. They calling my name. Think I'm insane. I'ma just lay. Feel like a predator. Think I'ma prey. All of these rappers are up in the game. Puffing that gas, going up in the flames. No, I ain't reckon the feeling so strange. Think that it's time I go switch up my lane. Yeah. Little boy from the east side. A young savage is feeling like I'm gonna make it. Eyes red, cause I'll be high. This is my chance, and you bet I won't take it. Never roll with a question mark, because everything I write is set in stone. I hope you get a message right, because it's in your mind, and then boom, it's gone. I've been waiting for the perfect time, but said, hell no, man, it's been too long. So I got down my drum and let out my voice, and I sang my song. Way out, way out, way out, way out, way out. Fall apart, the noise is complacent, my sheets reek of art, but my mind is kept still, still you reap all the dark, and I wanna go, but she's holding me tight, I can see a bright glow, it reminds me of light, but it's cold like snow, and it stings like ice, just like a typo, can't change what's right, so I'm gone, but I'll be back in a minute, cause my heart feels cold, and I think that I regret it, think all my peers know that I'm fucking pathetic, can't let the beers go, homie saying don't sweat it, goddamn, what's my plan? I can't remember. Started out in Jan, now it's December. Thought I was the man, found someone better. Found out who I am and wrote a letter. Said I miss your touch, sometimes I wanna go back. But I don't trust enough, and you know that. Think about you when I go to bed, it make me so sad. Yeah, it made me so sad. But then I wake up, take a drink and take another puff. Clearing my conscience, I'm on to some other stuff. Appearing, I've lost it, but toxic is monster rust. Hearing my options, I'm talking, I'm honest. But there's a wolf in my head and a sheep in my heart. Keeps me from my bed, my sleeps, they fall apart. The noise is complacent, my sheets reek of art. But my mind is kept still, still you reap all the dark. And I wanna go, but she's holding me tight. I can see a bright glow, it reminds me of light. But it's cold like snow, and it stings like ice. Just like a typo, can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. No. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. You can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. Can't change what's right. No. Thank you.
Yeah, Geo, aka The Voice. Chubb, let's go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Where my natives at, let's go. See us riding down those roads. See us hopping out these woods. See us hyping up these shows. See us getting back, getting your pipe down, bro. I'ma come in slow with the lights down low. Then I'm moving everybody with my right hand, oh. To the left, to the right, then repeat like so. What I be smoking got me slow-mo. So I put them in the back where the stories are told. Almost had a heart attack, but I'm not that dope. Think I'm a fun guy, no, not like mo. But I like that green, yeah, I like that gold. Might like my team, wait, trees get sold. Read my text, put it in bold. I love this shit, it don't get old.
It is our heritage, ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage, ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. I'm feeling this chillin', within the feeling, the building, dealing with addicts, addicted, healing, I'm at it, I'm gifted, music, I'm better than business, trying to establish a vision, give these kids something to listen, so they don't make bad decisions, pass on traditions, telling these savages, kids. This for the nation, this for the language, this is for those, dealing with anguish, we got to ride another, get acquainted, cross to the island so they cannot break us, no, they cannot take us, as they created that made us, we're not shameless, we're not nameless, we're not aimless.
For the land, I stand for the peace. Always roll with a fam. I stay with an each. No heat from ski jump from head creek. Where the eagles fly in a scam heesh meet. With a two springs rush in a medicine peak. Close your eyes, levitate with me. Meditate by the lake, I'ma let it free. I'ma shake all the hate, I'ma set it free. Heritage in my blood, heritage in my lungs. Heritage with the cuss. Know that we're getting it done. I don't just do this for fun. Hope they don't shoot when it's done. I'm on a beautiful run. I nail it like cuticles done. Now goes a beautiful sun. Yo, this for my people, the beautiful ones.
And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. Land sacred, I'm a clan favorite, so I am dangerous. Witness, as the land changes, passing it on so they can't take it. Looking to break shit, way too practice if they not say shit. The pictures they painted, back in the day when life was more basic. This for the kids in the basements, honing their craft, hoping to make it. Learn to embrace it, you got one life and I hope you don't waste it.
Call me the ego, the wolf is my people, I'm killing my ego. We got like the Beatles, the speed is my easel, I'm painting a picture. Like mama, don't worry, you raised a warrior, I'm an explorer. Killing the beat and I'm doing it for ya. No, I don't care for the fame and the fortune, I do it for love cause I know it's important. This for the generations, I got dedication, I'ma make a statement. Had enough of waiting, came up out the basement. Now you all debating if I really want it, now I'm gonna take it.
And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's where it is, that's where it is, that's where it is. Our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is, that's what it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is, that's what it is. And there it is, our heritage ain't up for sale. That's what it is, that's what it is, that's what it is.
Good music has longevity. Culture has longevity. Things that matter have longevity. So things that come and go are just trends and fads and all that stuff. So I hope the new future understands that and preserves the culture, because there's nothing more important than the culture. My part in this is just to at least keep inspiring people.
CKSF 90.1 FM, and I'm here with musician, producer, actor, and model Kiva MH. I saw his recent Instagram post with his latest track, Just Want You, in my Instagram feed like about a week and a half ago or so. And I loved the sound so much that I checked out more of his music, loved his vibe. And so I reached out, and here we are on CJSF. So Kiva MH, thank you so much for joining me on CJSF. How are you this afternoon?
How's it going? I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love how magic just happens and I stumble on really incredible artists. So thank you for having the time. I appreciate it big time. I'm going to be sharing some of your music today for sure. And I would love if you could take us on a journey. Like, how did you become an artist?
Music has always been in my life from the time I was small. My family has a band called the Melauman Collective. That's the M-E-L-A-W-M-E-N Collective, the Melauman Collective. And I started rapping with them when I was 12 years old. I had learned a verse from another artist that wasn't around at the time to do the verse, and I got to perform that verse on stage. So I learned another Indigenous rapper's verse first, and then the next year, I had written a verse to one of their songs and showcased it at the next festival. And by the time I was 14, I was writing to their songs regularly, and I started getting on the tour circuit with them. And then my mom would encourage me to write my own songs and created Two Rivers Remix Festival, which is an all-Indigenous movable festival that is free for the public to come to. And it happens at different locations every year. And she created this festival to showcase emerging Indigenous artists. And that really was super beneficial to me.
Absolutely.
And put me... Yeah, go on, sir.
When is it happening? Like when will this?
This year we have 3 dates, all in September.
Okay,
September 12th, we will be doing Hat Creek Ranch, which is by Cache Creek, so-called British Columbia. Mm-hmm. September 18th, 19th, we will be doing a festival in collaboration with Shalath, BC's career fair. So the 19th, we'll be doing a musical event. It's a very remote community in so-called BC. And September 26th, we will be doing an event in Makoa, a remote community outside of Euclid, BC, so-called.
Amazing. I love it. And okay, so you took us on the journey. I mentioned at the beginning when we got started talking, is that like I stumbled on you because of your latest track, Just Want You. Could you talk about like the inspiration for this song?
So this was the first song that I got to really go into a studio with a producer who was kind of outside of what I would normally experiment with, and wasn't produced, like this was produced by Jackie Lavarge, who's a friend of mine. And we really just like pushed the boundaries of how I was writing and what I was writing, and really got into how I was feeling at that time, and kind of pushing that new sound to be open to expanding my audience.
Love that. And when I stumbled on you, you were like literally in the midst of a Vancouver Island tour. What was that like?
The Vancouver Island tour was amazing. It was my first tour as a solo artist with other solo artists. Usually when I will when I tour, it's with the Malaming Collective or with Two Rivers Remix Festival. And it's like, I'm touring literally with my family or with Two Rivers Remix Festival, which is like, we're like, but one big family. We've been touring together for years. So this was a tour with artists that I've met before, but I'm not super, wasn't super familiar with, but it was still just as amazing. By the end of the tour, we were all so close. And seeing the demographics that all of our fans who had came out to support us as individuals was also supporting the other artists and like loved their music. It's just so beautiful to see that community grow right in front of your eyes.
Absolutely. And in addition to Two Rivers Remix Festival, and then plus the fact that you just like, you know, finished up on a tour, what's next for you? Like, what else do you have on the go?
I'm a big family guy. I have 2 to 3 projects in the works right now in terms of music. And that's not even including Malaming Collective. So we got lots of music in the works. I'm a big family man. So, you know, making sure that the family is healthy and happy, that's always the number one goal. That's always the number one goal in life. I also do a lot of workshops with Indigenous youth where we go and I bring my team and my cousins usually into a community and we make a song, a music video, a collaborative canvas, and we go on some land-based knowledge days.
Nice.
So that's my life outside of the music, is just more music with youth. So those are the plans, is just to keep building and keep building and continue building and building and building, because that's the goal, is to have a nice building, I guess.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And what about like album? Like, is there an album in the works by chance?
There is. There is an album. I can't speak too much on. I already said too much about the projects. I can tell the listeners that if you liked Just Want You, that there's more stuff coming. I also want to tell everybody that I am a diverse artist, so you guys can never know what to expect.
Yes. And when, okay, so like I mentioned, I, you know, checked out some of your other work, like your older work and stuff, and I really like the vibe. Like, could you share with listeners, I mean, they're going to be hearing some of your music on the show today, but like, what are some of the themes that you like to talk about when you're spitting?
In my music, it's always so personal. Like, I like to tell people, when you're listening to my song, you're getting a glimpse into my mind at that time. Because when I write, it's so close to me. And it's like, I've heard some artists say that it's spiritual. And I was like, kind of blown away by that, because I really feel like it is. It's like, wow, it is spiritual. When I write, it's many times, it's in times where I'm so overwhelmed that I can't think of anything else to do other than I need to write to get this out. Yes. With some of these verses, many of my songs are little pieces of pieces that I've formed together throughout life. Or sometimes it'll be like, I'm in the studio and we have this idea and we need to build around it. So I'll just start bringing up all of my old stuff that I maybe was on the bus and wrote a sentence down because I wasn't feeling the best. And that's just, I wanted to say that as well, because it just, to go to tell all the other artists, like, somebody told me something one time was never delete anything or never throw it out. And I think to take that with, like, I think it is a good thing to think. I still do throw out some stuff, mm-hmm. but there have been some times where I'll pull out a line that I wrote, you know, 2 years ago, and I'll stick it in a piece that is from the current day, and it really changes how it continues to grow. So
I love that. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to take you on a different path right now, because our conversation is going to be airing on my show Beats and Eats. And on Beats and Eats, not only do I chat with awesome, dope artists and talk about music and play music, but I also talk about food. And I'm curious, you said you're a family man. Do you cook at all?
Yes. Yay. I'm the oldest of me and my sibling. I do have older siblings as well, but the sibling that I grew up with, I'm the oldest. So I was cooking from a young age.
Love. And what do you like to make, like, these days? Like, what do you like to make these days?
I love to cook. These days, I'm trying to be on a more anti-inflammatory diet.
I feel you.
Growing up and, you know, being an artist, especially struggling with addictions at some times, my body was kind of inflamed at some point. So I tried to now stay away from, like, wheat, excessive sugars. I try. I will say that I ate a big quinoa a couple days ago. But I'm really big on food sovereignty and indigenous food sovereignty and getting back to the land and harvesting. And there's so many rich traditions and so much rich knowledge that is held within food sovereignty and indigenous food sovereignty. And, like, just getting out and picking soapberry, khusum, or shpakbak, Saskatoon berry with my mother is like, that would be nicer than cooking a big, expensive, fancy steak.
Facts. Absolutely. Facts. And okay, when you're on the road, is there something that you like to eat, or like, is there something that like you gravitate to when you're on the road?
So on the road is hard, because after I tried to stop eating gluten, I very quickly realized how much, and like, just anti-inflammatory diet. If you're not trying to eat sugar and you're not trying to eat gluten, when you walk into a gas station, it's like, wow.
What are you going to eat?
what are you gonna eat? And it's a huge snap into reality where you're like, what are we eating?
Yeah.
You know, I'm like really tripped. So, but the go-to lately has been like, okay, I stopped complaining about like, why is there no gluten-free stuff? Because I was one of those guys for a little bit. And I just, any town I'm in, I look up like healthy brunch option and I find the nicest little like kind of fancy brunch place. And then I go get like a nice bowl where usually they have really good and pickled stuff and slow, like lots of kind of like, I try and be a clean eater. I was not a clean eater or lived a clean lifestyle for a while. So I want to take care of my body. I want to live a long time. I want to be there for my family and be a healthy man so I can take care of the people that rely on me and myself.
Absolutely. Okay. And my next food question is, when you think about like your childhood, growing up and stuff, what meal like reminds you of home?
Oh man, it's so easy. It's for breakfast, either it's oatmeal and it's either with raisins.
Love.
And then you put some plain yogurt with a little bit of maple syrup, mix that up. Ooh. Or apple cinnamon oatmeal with the same thing, yogurt. And that was a staple in my house for breakfast. And then for dinner, for my dad, it's got to be spaghetti because he's like known for his spaghetti sauce. So it's definitely spaghetti. And then my mom, it would have to be like a roast beef dinner, or she's really makes amazing soups. Particularly the squash soup. I like wrote a little paper about my mom's soups when I was in elementary school. So yeah, they're that good.
Love. And then, okay, I can't believe I'm already coming close to the end of our conversation, but you did give a bit of advice, you know, like, you know, earlier about like, you might like take something out of a track and then, you know, add that line to something new. And so my advice, especially because you work with youth and stuff, like what advice do you have for somebody who is new and wants to get into the game of being creative in some way, whether it's music, art, whatever?
It's my advice is follow your dreams, like really follow them, and really, and you have to like work hard. You have to work hard. And some people will have to work a little bit harder.
True.
And that's the reality. It's like I was very I was very blessed with my life lining up with music and the youth work and all this, but I had to see that, and I also did have to put in a lot of work to make it happen. Somebody shared this information with me this year, and it did change my life a little bit. Is your network is your net worth. So you use your network. Everyone has a network. We all have connections and we all can use them. And you never know, like the person that could change your life could be right in front of you, right? Like,
absolutely.
It's all about community. It's all about art. It's all about creation. It's all about creative expression, letting it go positively, embracing more positive vibrations, man. That's
absolutely
what it's about.
Listen, you see what I'm saying, guys? Like, I mean, you're spitting like serious gems right here, guys, right here on Beats and Eats. I love it. Okay, so my second last question for you is, you know, being an artist, especially if you have a family, and even without a family, like,